President Vladimir Putin has announced a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine to mark Victory Day in World War II. The Kremlin said the truce, ordered on humanitarian grounds, will run from the start of May 8 and last through the end of May 10 to mark Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945, Russia's biggest secular holiday. Ukraine, which has previously agreed to President Donald Trump's proposal of a full 30-day ceasefire, dismissed Putin's move as window dressing. The move comes as Trump scales up efforts to broker a peace deal in Ukraine. Until now, Putin has refused to accept a complete unconditional ceasefire, linking it to a halt in Western arms supplies to Ukraine and Kyiv's mobilization effort. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,